With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, 50-year mortgage. Wow. Yeah, they have those in countries that have overborrowed and overextended themselves, like China.
And like this country, apparently.
Yeah, and like this country, apparently. Look, who told you, and I've been saying this for a long time, the simplest way I could break it down is that when Congress spends the way that it does, it consumes the real estate industry. The price of it, of $7 trillion spends, which is almost double what we were doing just a few years ago, is we're not going to have a real estate industry. Young people will not be able to buy homes. And we're seeing that over the weekend, and the Trump administration has no answer to it. And this is why, you know, I got really knocked on some national show. I don't know why I got called out, but I did, for opposing the big, beautiful bill. That was mean and stupid, and I was a rhino, and it was the spend. And I said, did I not? I mean, because you've heard me. The price is young people will never buy a home. That is the price. And we are spending too much in the big, beautiful bill. It's too much. Elon Musk knew that. That's why he left the Trump administration. He wanted to do what Ray Dalio knew we needed to do. He goes on, poor Dalio is trying to save the country, as was Musk. You know, go on CNBC every other week and say, look, we have got to begin cutting $500 billion every year. We have 3 years to do it. We've got to do it. We have to do it. And the answer was no. And the answer was also, if you're Chip Roy, if you're Ralph Norman, if you're Nancy Mace, if you are these people who fought so hard for fiscal sanity, we're going to run a rhino against you. We're going to take you out in your primary. You better shut up about this spending. Well, we're at the day the bill comes due. And what that bill looks like is the average age of new home buyers is 59. That just broke on Fox News this
morning. Yeah, I heard that. That's stunning.
Yeah, no, but predicted by me.
The average age of the home buyer is 59. Yeah.
I've been saying this all throughout the debate on the Big Beautiful Bill. Look, the stuff in the Big Beautiful Bill was amazing. The most powerful thing, it's not that sexy, but it's very powerful, is 100-day, you know, immediate 100% expensing of new factories. Normally, you'd have to amortize it over years. You can afford to come in here and build a factory. Now, that is going to be absolutely amazing for job creation in 2 to 3 years. We don't have 2 to 3 years. But, you know, and so that stuff in the Big Beautiful Bill, the funding for the 10,000 immigration cops, all of that stuff had to pass. But I said this over and over and over again, and I got taken to the woodshed by a conservative on a national show. I don't know why I had to be called out, but I was. I'm a bad person. I'm not supporting the Big Beautiful Bill. No, it was the spending in the Big Beautiful Bill. And I said, the price is the real estate industry. I live this because my husband is a mortgage broker. I live it every day. I hear it every day. It's on the phone every single day. Same conversation, and I hear he's having it all side on up to the phone. I want to hear it again. Old customers calling, wanting to, and most people are either, the kids have left the nest, they want to downsize the house, or the family's expanding, they want to upsize the house. So they call to see, you know, they've heard mortgage rates came down a little bit, and they call to see, and there's a stunned moment of shock when people say, and then people say the same thing. Every time Todd Pyro, Fox News, you think he probably makes pretty good money, right? He's an anchor, right, on Fox News National. Todd Pyro said it this morning, the same thing everybody says to my husband. I couldn't afford to buy my house now. Mm-hmm. And the shock sets in. I mean, this absolute shock sets in.
Well, he said he bought his house, though, in 2020,
mm-hmm.
5 years ago.
Yeah, no, you can't afford to buy it. I was actually out kayaking. It was funny. I was going down the river. And I was just overhearing a conversation. Two women, they were friends, and it's the same thing. She's a mortgage broker. I don't know who she is, but I was just listening to her. She says, I'm a mortgage broker. I can't believe this. I couldn't afford my own home. So I'm not the only one hearing this. Young people can't buy houses. And the solution is not a Chinese style 50-year mortgage. That is not the solution. By the way, it only lowers the mortgage rate about $200 a month anyway. It's not going to get people into houses. There's only two ways to fix this. We have got to do what Elon Musk wanted to do. We have got to cut that $500 billion a year and bring this spending under control. Because you know what the next price is going to be? Lee, did I not predict this? Did
Absolutely.
I not say
yes.
this?
Yes.
The price of the big, beautiful bill yep. is the real estate market.
Right.
I said it. But we're living it
repeatedly.
Now. Repeatedly.
That's and not I, criticism, but you're
no.
right.
And I was taken to the absolute woodshed. Yeah. Like I said, called out like on a much bigger program than this. I'm like, well, what do you care about what I'm saying? Because it was the truth. And everybody, a lot of people on our side want to do the easy thing and pretend, hey, we'll just pass the big, beautiful bill. All the problems solved. No, it's going to get worse. We needed to cut that spending. And let me tell you what happened, okay? Trump told everyone he was going to come behind the bill and send 12 rescission packages, and we were going to cut that $500 billion. $300 billion to 500, I mean, $500 trillion. $300 billion to $500 trillion. He said, we're going to do it. And he did get the first one through, the small $9 billion one that thankfully cut USAID so we can stop funding things like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. That was cool.
Yeah. Long way from $500 trillion, though.
Yeah. Long way from $500 trillion. Well, you remember what happened after that? John Thune in the Senate threatened Trump, along with the Democrats. You send any more of these rescission bills to save us $500 billion, I'm going to block all your nominees. And then remember, he did block Trump's nominees just to show him he could. He blocked them over vacation with the Democrats. So Trump's rescission bills aren't moving. He's not trying to send them. That was the only way we had to cut that $500 billion. Until we stop the spending, which is the printing, it's what's killing it, we're not going to have a real estate industry. And I'm here to break the news to you. It's now consuming the job market. When you create 55,000 private sector jobs, that's it, according to the ADP payroll numbers last month.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
That doesn't work for a nation of 300, and I don't know, what do you think, like 40, 50 million people?
It's hard to tell.
And then over the weekend, And this is going to be devastating. You're going to see going forward a probably 2 to 3 point drop in Trump's approval rating, which is already down to 45% because of what he said on Laura Ingraham. It was shocking. It was just, I don't know what he was thinking. Laura Ingraham has been beating the drum. If we only have 55,000 private sector jobs, we cannot let in 175,000 Indian visas every year. We can't do it anymore. We already got between 1 and 2 million here. The number's actually secret. Trump doubled down on HB1 visas.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
agree,
of foreign
but
workers.
You also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents,
and people have to learn.
Okay, this is Trump's advisor who got him elected the first time, the strategist Steve Bannon.
There's just too many. There's not enough. You have 12 million STEM graduates in this country that don't have jobs. Until every STEM person has a job, why would I let another foreigner in this country to take their job? Why low-skilled wages are increasing under President Trump because you're restricting people coming into the country. But until their wages are better, why will we still allow the illegal aliens to stay here? If you deport them, their wages are going to go up. And guess
okay,
what?
So what he's saying there is he's saying, look, we've seen the wages go up for low-skilled and blue-collar workers because we've closed that border. It works. Why won't you do it for white-collar workers? Why won't you do it? And he stubbornly doubled and tripled down and said, hey, there's certain skills that we need. And that's true, but it's very limited. It's very limited. My father, and I know a young person who graduated, he's extremely smart. We wanted to see what he would do with his life. Graduated, high grades, high scores, engineering degree. He's gone a year now. He can't get a job. A year. Can't get a job. He can get a job doing other things, kind of adjacent, like internships and stuff. But an engineering job, no. Why? Because they don't want Americans. They only want foreigners. That's it. They only want foreigners. And my dad told me a very interesting story. He's got a friend who's also an engineer who's Indian, right? But here's the catch. This is so interesting. This kid who's Indian and an engineer was born here, not in India. He can't get a job because he's an American. They don't want to hire Americans. They only want somebody on a visa because they can pay them 30 to 50% less and work them a job and a half because the visa is tied to the company. They're indentured servants. You ever read about that?
Oh, yeah.
We were actually reading about that. Crash and I were in one of his classes. And I said, we still have that today. And he was shocked because they were talking about all the abuses. I said, oh, yeah, we have that. Yeah. And I said, but it's for engineers. It's for, you know, STEM workers brought in from India. They tie the visa to the company. They'll work for 30 to 50% less. And they will work them 80, 90, 100 hours a week. They just grind them down. And they'll do it because they'll take the job because they know at the end of 7 years, they're going to be on a guaranteed pathway to citizenship for them and their entire family. So I just thought it was interesting, that sort of anecdote about, hey, this kid, Indian, born in America, engineering degree, he can't get a job either.
Well, that pretty much proves your point.
Yes, it's the American part.
Yes.
Why? Because you're going to want to be paid what you're worth. And they want indentured servitude.
In other words, the free market capitalism.
Being
paid what you're worth. Yes.
What we have to do here is stop lying about we don't have the talent. That's the Chamber of Commerce's talking points. I'm going to hit them and Trump on them. Take that visa. If we're going to let anybody in here on a visa, here's what you do. You decouple it from the company.
Well, I hope you got another scheduled visit to the woodshed then, Tara.
Yeah, I guess. But, Lee, I just wanted to point out, this is going exactly as I said it would when I opposed the big, beautiful bill. I loved a lot of the stuff in it. That wasn't the problem.
Right.
The overall price tag and the printing that would result, doubling the spending that we were spending in 2020, the price tag that would result was going to crush the real estate, the job market. I told you, and here we are. Here we are. I don't want to report this. I want to report only happy news. There's a lot of good news. There's going to be good news going forward. Trump is going to bring these jobs back. He's going to bring the factories back. but we're not going to see it for a few years. And we got to win these midterms now.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.